This is 98.1 Power FM, Dana with you for Power Breakfast, and I am forever fascinated by Aboriginal culture, and I think it's something that is so important that we educate ourselves about. Now, this week is National Water Week, so it's a week where we're highlighting the value of water, and we know here in the Upper Hunter how crucial water has been. So many of our farmers have been affected so heavily by years of drought, but this morning, I want to take a deep dive into water and its significance in Aboriginal culture and Dreamtime stories. Now, to shine a light on this, I've got Bidjara man Richie Lawson from Bud Butter Dreaming. He joins me on the phone. Good morning, Richie.
Good morning, Dana. How are you?
I'm so good. Now, talk to me. Were you taught as a kid the importance of water in Aboriginal culture?
Yeah, growing up on the Warraga River up in a little place in Queensland there, Charleville. We lived on the river a lot. It was something that our fathers, you know, our uncles and all that, we just was on the river. It was 7 days a week growing up as a young fella. You know, it was a place where we met and where we gathered and had fun, and we hunted for fish and the crayfish, you know, the booglies and water. That was all about connecting people to around water, water and fire. That's what brings people together. That was, you know, very significant as a young fella. And a lot of people would experience that day and growing up, you know. Living in little country towns, river was basically a meeting place for everybody in the little communities and all that, you know.
Richie, did the Dreamtime stories that you were told as a kid, do they all involve water?
Well, yeah, this, you know, like our Dreamtime up that way and covers right through. A lot of, the Aboriginal tribes and different names for our water holes, you know, like we call it Gummu, you know, that's our water. You know, the Wanneroo people down here, they call it, you know, Patu. Some people got, but the story, you know, the Mundagata where I grew up, that was what we called the dreaming. You know, a lot of us didn't like swimming in the river by ourselves. You had to swim in 10 or 15 because if something was in that water, at least you had a chance to get going because there was another 14 of you. So you find out who's the fastest swimmer, Dana.
Yeah, is that true? You'd always swim with other people, so if something got you, you wouldn't be the first to go down.
Well, yeah, well, a lot of dreaming. That's our dream time, the Mundagata dreaming, you know. Like, we'd never underestimate water. Water is very dangerous. You ever look how many people die through water, you know, whether it's drowning or accidents happen around water, you know. And, you know, you always got to have that respect about the water, and that's what coming, you know, looking, stopping and thinking about the water, you know. It takes your mind off things and relaxes you. It's a therapy too about healing. When you get to the water, it heals the soul, doesn't it?
That's very true, especially when you go for a swim in the freezing cold river like the Hunter River. I'm chatting with Bidjara man Richie Lawson from Bud Butter Dreaming for National Water Week. Richie, thank you so much for sharing your expertise around Aboriginal culture and water this morning.
Thank you, Dan.